Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Change wisely.
The Jonas Brothers are running it back. Relive the Burning Up Tour and celebrate the biggest Jonas Brothers hits that have defined a generation. One incredible celebration. One unforgettable night. See the Jonas Brothers live across North America in 2026. Get tickets now at livenation.com. Jonas Brothers, the Burning Up Tour, all over again.
Welcome to the RIP podcast. Here's the deal with today. It's a very special day. We have my best boy in the whole world. We have John Rudnitsky. He has a special slash doc that we're promoting. We're doing the rounds.
She was at my apartment. I hope it's okay that I ambushed your pod.
I would love to promote your special. Lord knows you need the help.
Yeah, I do need the help.
And then we also have Sarah Squirm here who ain't promoting shit, right?
People can watch my special that
they've already seen.
Which is
they
incredible.
Haven't.
All my fans have
they
already
haven't.
Seen it.
It's incredible.
They haven't. They have not. Because let me tell you.
I got a spray tan. That's why I match the curtain behind me. I'm really.
And your dog.
And my shirt blends in with the couch.
I know that it's crazy. It's going to fade. But I'm going to be honest with you. I feel better than I've ever felt in my life. So feel free to go off in the comments. But I need you to know it's not going to impact my decision. I'm going to get darker every single episode.
And.
Yeah, come on in.
You get darker while it like soaks in, right?
When no, once I showered, it stops.
But that's the shower. The shower stops it. When you spray...
They didn't say that. That's what people said.
Do you know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah. Well, I almost like slept with it on because I heard that, but they were like, no, after 3 hours, it's set.
Okay.
Because that would be... I don't think it gets
darker. How long ago was this?
Yesterday.
Got the spray. Oh, okay. So this is...
Also, gotta say, sugaring for the waxing... Look, I'm already becoming Trump. Sugaring.
Sugaring for the
way
waxing.
Way more painful. People say hard wax is the worst. Sugaring is worse.
What is it? They rub and squeeze? What do they do?
They take this like sugar wax stuff and like put it on and rip it off, and it's way more painful than hard wax.
Is it hot?
No.
See,
it's maybe warm.
See, this can't be good.
I'm sure it's
I don't think that would work on my hair, period.
Do you wax?
I did it once as a teenager, and it was basically like the worst psychic pain. It was like...
Yeah.
Psychedelic pain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, because my
hair so deep.
Yeah. Well, look at my hair. My hairs are thick. I have haggard hair.
So now you just shave, if you do anything.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, great. That's what I do. But I was like already going in for the tan, so I was like, I might as well do the wax. Never gonna do it again. Shaving is.
But
just
when
better.
Is your hair blonde too?
Well,
always.
My hair. I got blonder, and then I went out to the lake house, and it got even blonder.
So you're blonde, brown, and hairless.
It's really...
You're in the prime of your life.
I'm just doing great.
You're doing really good.
No, my whole plan is I'm going to get super hot.
You have a lake house?
No, my mom is a contractor, and she was doing work on a house, and in exchange, we were allowed to stay there.
And when you go on a site as a contractor, do you have to wear a hard hat?
No.
Because I have like a fantasy of like female contractors coming on with white heels and a hard hat.
Right. Like, tool belt.
Just so you know, everybody who hires me also think that that's what's going to happen.
Bikini and a tool belt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I used to have a business called Lady Parts Carpentry, and my logo was like grain of wood, but it was a vagina.
Yeah. Did schools hire you in churches?
No. I didn't get any church work.
So you know
I did a lot
about...
of trans barber shops. Did a lot of they, them creperies.
Did you know about like sturdy...
Yeah. There's a lot of those.
Do I know about sturdy?
Like sturdy, like you're like, yeah, like those buttresses look...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you know? Nothing.
Nothing. What did I ask you to at my apartment?
Dude, I can't even... He literally asked me to remove the rod from the curtain holder and put curtains on.
No. It requires some sort
it
of
It might
tool.
Require one Phillips head screw that's that big. The fact that you can't spatially observe...
That's crazy.
The fact that you can pop
you
this can...
You tricked a woman into dating you. You tricked her.
Many.
But why don't you have the awareness to just see the mechanics?
Well, they find it cute
right
at first, and then they realize, oh no, this can't be my life.
It's like insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have other things that you offer.
Well, that's the thing is, but that those
the and abs,
like what?
Really good abs.
I'm getting the cortisol kind of, you know, where that stays.
Oh,
is that what that is?
That's what that is. Yeah, it kind of hovers right here.
So if a guy has abs, does that mean he works really hard at them?
He does like lizard workouts where he crawls like crazy hard, bad stuff. Like
and
bear.
Do you
bear
do that
crawls.
For show or for health?
Both.
If you say health right now.
No, well, no.
I
well,
will
it's
literally...
for my head, for my mental health. And of course, yeah, aesthetically, I want to look good.
Right. Okay,
yeah.
So
oh, mental health.
You're
yeah.
tan, you're ripped, and I'm fat and white.
Are
you're
you kidding
skinny
me? You're incredible.
And hot.
You look amazing, yes.
And
you,
I'm so sick of this
what?
Whole.
And what else am I like?
Sarah's yeah, a disgusting animal hilarious. Thing, yes. And then you're the hottest girl ever.
I know, bitch. I have, to, but I'm trying. I should pivot to blonde tan. This is because you are acting like you feel really good.
I feel incredible. I mean, I have a lot of darkness going on behind the scenes, that's right. for sure.
But, and is he helping?
Yeah.
Oh,
not with the dark.
Well, actually, we were talking about wait, you, but you said that like you assume that said, I don't. Yeah. You said that like I might be.
He I'm really helps with the darkness.
That's good. Aww.
It's great. He's,
see,
yeah.
he's not all bad.
He's the love of my
what
life.
What the hell? What the hell?
It's also nice, you know, at least you're very self-aware. I mean, for example, he was like, do you want a spritz of perfume? And I was like, sure. And he sprayed it. And he's like, walk through it. And I like walked through it like that. And then I turned and he was doing a full
pirouette
through the spray.
Good. Mother raised you right.
We're the... genders meet.
We are the genders meet. We're
what
the,
was the perfume?
It was this place called Nonfiction. They gave it to me for free at a show.
Oh.
And it smells really good.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never worn perfume in my life. Maybe frankincense.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you're religious.
I'm right. sorry I ambushed your pod.
I love seeing you.
Are you sure?
I yeah, really
you,
do.
I love seeing you.
I and I used the L word. I said love.
I'm a codependent, so we were hanging out and I was like, I guess you just have to continue on with me.
Yeah.
How will we separate? You know what I mean?
We really do. I mean,
No, I asked if you guys were friends.
Jordan is the
we
kind
are.
Of
yeah.
person where our insanity makes me feel sane. Like when we're together, I'm like, oh, I feel like more of a human because somebody speaks this language.
Yeah.
And otherwise, I'm just kind of ping-ponging all day.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're fine. You're good.
I'm good.
Yeah. You're
really?
Good.
Yeah. Me?
Are you healthy?
I'm doing
Let me ask you rapid fire questions.
No, I'm doing something really interesting this summer. I didn't tour all summer, and I'm touring a little bit because, well,
why didn't I do that?
Because you, here's my deal. I go, hey, Denver Comedy Works. I have some shows coming up. I'm not kidding. I think I sold 9 tickets to a Saturday on a Saturday.
How is that possible? Your special's incredible.
This is why I say you go, everybody likes your special.
Wait,
I go,
Denver Comedy Works?
Yeah.
You sold 9 tickets on a Saturday?
I think so. Last time I checked, and then I stopped checking because it hurt my feelings. So I go, I'm gonna tour less because I can't really handle this right now.
That's insane.
Feeling bad.
That is so insane how much I thought that wasn't true.
Well, that, and so maybe it is true that I'm fat and ugly and white, and white circle as well.
Well, we were lying when we said that wasn't true.
But you tour crazy.
I tour crazy, but I have to stack dollars. Because I'm
right.
a rapper, so I have to pay right. off. I got to pay for my mom to retire. I got to pay for my niece to go to college. You know what I mean?
Right.
I got to.
The waxing, like, the tan.
Right.
I got to do that. Hair. But I got to, you know what I mean? So I got to hit it while the iron's hot. She requires $0. She's an angel. She pays me.
Aww. Are you touring?
No.
Oh, you're promoting a special.
I'm promoting a special, which is about how bad
don't
my
like
tour
me,
is.
Like
my special is me performing for 9 people at a time.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's me at 25 on SNL, and then you cut 10 years later, I'm 35, I'm in a conference room in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Oh, my God. Holy
That's
shit.
That's a joke. That's a joke.
That's can't be real. That's like a sound cue in your special.
That was so cool. What
it
did you say?
It makes me feel like we're out. Are we outside?
We're so deep in a building in Manhattan. We're so deep right now, and that felt like it was literally in that corner.
That was a cartoon sound effect for lightning.
That was crazy. What did you say? You said I was 30 and then I was in a
comedy. No, I was 35 in a conference room in Kenosha performing.
Never,
for 33 people.
Never
say that.
Say anything
that
bad about Kenosha again.
I love Kenosha. I'm sorry.
That was so cool. Coyote, all right? She ran
oh,
right under.
Is she? Oh,
Chibi Weeby, it's okay. Come.
Okay.
Coyote. Okay, you can stand there. She's like, yo, crazy. That was so sick. I love storms.
Don't we have to hug her if it's thundering?
Is that what
like
they said?
Like a thunder jacket?
No, yeah. She hates thunder jackets. I tried.
I like them.
I know. I want them.
I want them as well.
I want to be compressed constantly.
I'm wearing a scarf.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's 100 degrees out. And I'm like, I just need a little.
I like it.
I need to feel a little contained in some way.
How do you? Here's what I know.
Yeah. No, I'm.
You ask for black licorice in your green rooms.
No. Who says that? Why did they send this to you?
I saw it.
It's like not like, you know what I'm saying? When you have like your management, like, oh yeah, like just, you know, they do something. I'm like, you don't have to send a podcast to the green room.
How about this? I've been every single stage I've been on, they go, two stools? And I'm like, no, thank you. I don't want two stools.
Is
like,
that a fat joke?
They're like, your rider says two stools. and then I get on stage, zero stools. Oh, they're like, well, you said you didn't want two. I'm like, I don't want two, but I want the one. It's so weird.
Who said two?
But I saw your black licorice.
It's here?
I saw it in the green room.
Oh! I got scared. I thought that
that she got sent the rider
here
for the pod.
And I got scared.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Black licorice, saltines, Pedialyte. Because when I'm traveling, I'm Jewish. When I'm traveling, my stomach hurts. And black licorice, saltines, and Pedialyte. Wow.
Unless you get sugar-free black licorice, which really fucks up your stomach. Big farts. Biggest farts you'll ever have.
Right.
Biggest farts.
Cue lightning.
Big farts.
Big farts.
Have you ever
God's
read the
farts.
Amazon? Yeah. Oh,
of gummy bears?
He has diarrhea lettuce, too. Yeah, the sugar-free gummy bears. Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
I would love to have diarrhea occasionally. Never have it.
You have the... Oh, are we the... Is this couch the exact opposite of this chair?
Yeah. Totally. We're on different planets. We're on opposing planets right now. Let's ask each other things. What would I ask an opposing planet?
Well, tell your podcast that what I gave John right before we started the camera and
Tums.
Rolling.
Tums for his tum-tum.
Tums.
Two Tums.
Pepto.
Had him.
That I have.
Greta Gerwig works out at the Lizard Gym that I work out
at.
Yeah? And
cool.
She was working with a trainer, and I went up and interrupted asking for Tums.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. I had
Did
to interrupt her session to ask her the trainer, because I was the only person working there, if I could get some
Did
tums.
She have them?
They did have Tums.
Oh, wow. I never have Tums. I poop pellets.
I didn't ask Greta Gerwig.
Wow.
I'm constipated 100% of my life.
That is so interesting. It makes actually a lot of sense about you.
Really?
Yes.
I'm a rock.
Oh, go on about that. Elaborate on
that. A buttress.
No.
Functional mushrooms have been used for centuries to support the way your body and mind perform. And Functio makes it easy to find the right mushroom for what your body needs. By harnessing the power of lion's mane, turkey tail, chaga, and more, Functio tablets provide natural help with calmness, stress, sleep, and clarity of mind. This is an ad that I actually requested because I really like these vitamins. I take them for calm because I'm keyed up all the time. They really help me with my anxiety. I highly recommend. There's like a clarity one that you can take that I took that was really helpful, but my favorite is the calm one because it chills you out. Like I take them for PMDD and they really help. Made by their family-run company in Pennsylvania, Functio tablets are simple pressed tablets of concentrated mushroom extracts without ever adding junk fillers, coatings, or so-called edible capsules. So whether you're trying to feel sharper, have more energy, wind down, or just feel better day-to-day, there's Functio designed to support it. RIP Jensen listeners are getting 20% off your first order by using promo code RIP20 when you check out at Functio.com. That's FUNGTIO.com. That's 20% off everything, not just one bottle. Stock up and save. Promo code RIP to start your Functio mushroom journey, or functional mushroom journey at functional.com. Functio.com. Find your calm, find your focus, find your Functio.
I know, like, I'm an anally explosive person.
Oh, okay.
I talk all day. I'm screaming. Everything's all around my house.
Same.
But I guess you do too. I guess you
My apartment is fucked up right now.
Right.
I talk constantly. I never shut my mouth. But inside, I have a very slow beating heart, sad.
And you said you had a darkness inside of you,
yeah.
And that is constipation.
Right. Mm. I do have a
I have a darkness, but I think it's more anxiety, and it lives here. So it's a never-ending rumble.
Right.
And, we have... it didn't work. But
if
have
you
the same
haven't
thing.
Seen Sarah's special and you are watching this podcast, you are insane. You have to go watch it.
Thank you, Jordan.
That's
There's
crazy.
Nothing like it.
There and that, and by the way, that could mean something good or bad.
And it's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible, and there's nothing like it.
You know, I was cutting my special when
we watched
yours?
It together.
Yeah.
I put it on at my apartment.
You
I put it on. I put it
so
on.
Happy.
I put it on. Right? Remember?
Yeah.
I watched your special, which I loved. By the way, guys, check it out if you haven't.
take me it doing with you. It,
trying to give it back.
What is the it's name? Good. Yours has a name?
It's Live and in the Flesh.
Oh, yeah.
But, it's Take Me With You?
Yeah.
I watched your special and I loved it while I was editing mine, and we had a similar joke, so I cut mine out.
What was it?
Wow. It was, we both, like, when you come and you sound like a baby getting electrocuted.
Oh, but I was talking about bat ladies I don't like. You right. were talking about yourself.
No, I was talking about ladies I don't
oh,
like.
Oh, great.
I was saying, when I come, it sounds like an old Italian guy fighting over a parking spot.
Oh, right, and I have a joke that it's like, because they get so much lip filler, it changes the way the air leaves, and that's why they sound like that.
That's about to be you in T-5 seconds.
I know, dude. I'm going to be a new lady. Like no, I'm oboe, hoping right? to do... Here's what I'm hoping. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a big fan.
I'm hoping to become Grizzled Fisherwoman, not yeah. Botox Girl. Grizzled, you know what I'm saying?
Right, Lake House Construction, I'm understanding it.
Yeah.
Totally. I'm understanding it.
I want to become sinewy.
Are you like crazy working out?
No, I just am going through a lot, so I'm not eating very
much. I need to know. You keep saying there's darkness, you're going through a lot. I need
to
know.
It's the same. It's just relationship stuff.
Right.
What about the boxing? You were boxing.
Oh.
My trainer's pregnant as fuck.
Right.
Cool.
I know your trainer.
With my baby.
Love your trainer.
You're a boxer.
I do love boxing.
I've recently become enamored with mixed martial arts.
Really?
I don't
it's
know.
It's so intense.
I know.
It's crazy.
I know.
Come to my
they
lizard
jump
gym.
On each other's back.
And punch in the face and head.
It's really crazy.
They try to kill.
Boxing I can watch because it's like fluffy.
I can't
mitt.
Watch boxing. Because it's just like head over and over again.
But MMA is so
But
like,
they're hugging on the ground. Yeah. They're doing other stuff. Just hitting someone in the head is like... that's
yeah, but the thing that's
idea.
Cool is when they dodge it, you're like, oh, yeah.
Right. Right, when
the dodging
dodge
is
it.
What you go. You know what you should do? I'm 100% serious. Do not ever watch men's boxing. Only watch women's.
I get nervous about women's because I'll say it, their faces are beautiful. Let's not touch them.
But women don't want to get hit more than men.
Oh,
so they are so good at bobbing and weaving, which is very satisfying to watch. Men, you're just like, oh, stop, and they're like,
right.
I don't care. I don't have any brain cells to begin with.
And men bleed more because they have more scar tissue from getting hit more.
I don't know why they bleed so much, but I don't like it. But women are better at combos and bobbing and weaving.
I'm not watching any of this. I'm not
it's
watching
good.
This.
It's really good. It's Katie much. Taylor, shout out if you ever want to do the pod. You're my favorite. I love you. I do an impression of you that's really good. And I miss you.
Have you boxed a person? Yes, you have to when you go boxing.
No, I mean, they hold mitts and then I've sparred a couple times.
1-2-1-2 slip.
But I can't spar.
1-2-1-2 slip.
Yeah. I do it with Will Sylvan sometimes.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Did you get to punch him?
Usually punch hands. Punch but hands. Then when you do sparring, it's my most favorite thing in the world, but you do feel bad for a day.
Okay.
And you get like a weird headache.
Okay.
But it's so fun.
Yeah.
But I'm like not very good, so I just get hit in the face a lot.
Right.
Will's amazing, right?
Yeah, Will's insane.
Really?
Yeah. He's like an incredible.
Because he's like fast?
Because he's black, he's fast, he's small.
He won a tournament recently. Is that what they
for
call
boxing?
Them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are they called tournaments?
He won a match.
God.
He's out.
He won a match?
Match? I have no idea.
He won a match?
I've seen Mamma Mia more than I've ever seen.
Hold on. Now you're
fight.
Fucking me up.
Yeah.
A fight.
He won a fight.
He won a fight. Well, he came in with a...
No, a boxing match.
Came in
yes.
with a trophy. He came in with a trophy to the cellar.
Yeah.
Right. And that was the first time I learned that he was a boxer.
I do.
Nice.
I do.
What do you do?
I run. But oh, recently great. I got a thing on the back of my... I got a thing. See, this feels bad. I feel like I'm going down a dark path with this.
Go dark.
I got a thing. Well, in an interesting way.
Okay.
I got a thing on the back of my phone that's a suction. So instead of running outside all summer, I'm addicted to rewatching X-Files for like the fifth time. And I suction my phone onto a treadmill and I'll run like... 4 miles just watching X-Files.
That's incredible.
But I should be outside.
Can I tell you something? That's literally...
Another, whatever gets it done, I think.
First of all, you're going to watch the X-Files, right?
Right.
You are. So you're going to watch it...
But now I only watch TV at the gym.
That's literally
the
best case
scenario.
That's the
most productive way to do it.
Right.
Coyote, whatever you're thinking, cut it out. Come here.
Thank you.
So you can't be outside
come here.
Right now?
Coyote.
Right.
Come on.
Up. You hear what's going on?
And what? I've run into people on a run, and I'm like, this is humiliating for me. This is humiliating for you.
Oh, God, yeah.
I don't run.
What do you? What's lizard?
Show.
What's lizard gym?
It's down. Imagine like there's you no can room. Only you cannot get off. You have to stay like 4 inches off the ground and move forward with on your hands and feet.
Is this like basic training?
No, this guy invented it. It's like a combination of like calisthenics and martial arts.
I thought you
like...
were kidding.
No, lizard. He looks like a lizard.
Yeah.
A very
Why
strong
get
lizard.
Into something like this?
You know, I was just like, I want to be fit, but in a more like longevity, you know, kind
Dead
of
Dead on
way.
The ground shows what you
I can't do it here.
Haven't
There's
you, every white guy you know that's under 5'11", all they do is spend time researching how to do betterment.
Yeah.
Literally
journal,
lizard workout.
Journal,
lizard.
Trains and dental meditation.
Wim Hof.
Morning pages.
Honey, morning pages.
Gratitude. Gratitude lists. TM. Did you say TM?
Do you do TM?
Sometimes. I go through waves of being good about it.
Tell us them.
I'm getting back into it. I'm listening to David Lynch's book a little bit just to kind of get back into it.
Is David Lynch a TM?
Yeah, he was a big TM.
Oh, really?
Big TM guy.
He has like an
Catch the Big Fish. Catch the Big Fish.
It's a good book. Do you do this? Maybe this will help you, actually.
TM?
I mean, it's terrifying with our brains. It's so terrifying with our brains.
Why?
TM?
It's terrifying.
To sit still?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's when everything just woof.
And you're supposed to do it
in.
Before coffee, and don't get me started on before I've had my coffee.
Don't get me started on TM. I can't start TM before I have my coffee. That's what our mug says.
Might as well. It would help every single person in this room. I'm not.
Do you do it?
I did the whole ceremony.
Yeah, I did that.
It's the ceremony's fun.
The ceremony, you have to like pay. You go in. It's a weekend. They give you a word that's like Hakuna Matata, and they're like, "This is your special word." You ask your friends. You find out 9 of them have the same word.
Yeah.
And then you do a ceremony that's like a knighting.
You pay to go to a ceremony where you give a woman a lemon and then she wraps it in a napkin and you kneel on the floor and you say some things and then she gives you the word.
Did you say lemon?
Right? Wasn't it like a lemon?
Mine was like a flower and he lit it on fire.
Shoot. I think I got that.
No, I think you went to the right one. Did you go to David Lynch's
got a lemon.
One?
I went to the just the TM center near my house.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to know where that is?
That's cool. I want to go.
I think you would like it.
I don't like meditating though. I get scared.
Well, that's why you have to do it.
Then I
have to do it. I do find that when you hit the pillow at night, it's easier because we're kind of just constantly running away.
But
from
why
that.
Can't I just go Hakuna Matata, Hakuna Matata, Hakuna
You can.
Matata.
You literally
that's free.
Can. That is free.
Okay.
Also, I'm not gonna say what my mantra is, but. My word is very similar to a word that's used as a joke in a sketch comedy sketch that I used to like. So I kind of, when I got my word, I was like, it reminds me of a sketch.
Really? Like a made-up word?
Yes.
Like felisk?
Yes.
You know the, you know what I'm talking about? Mr. Balloon Hands?
Oh, no, I thought you were just making up a cool word just now.
You don't know that video of Mr. Balloon Hands?
I don't
How
know
do people
Mr.
not
Balloon
see
Hands.
The iguana?
I know Mr.
The guy.
Hands.
Now I'm trying to figure out what it, showing?
Nope.
Oh, it's close.
No,
you know what?
It's like Tim and Eric.
Okay.
Sketch.
Okay.
Is it Tim and Eric?
It is a Tim and Eric sketch, and it's a word that they use. It's different, but it just reminds me of this Tim and Eric
like
sketch.
Like going
calms
or something.
You.
Kind of.
Yeah.
And it calms you.
Well, then sometimes I'll kind of be like thinking about the sketch.
Of course.
I'm telling you, why can't you just do like left foot, blue foot, 2 foot, red foot? Why can't you just make something up?
You could.
Okay.
You could.
Do you think you've transcended?
Also, did you know it's just your age or something? It's like your age and when you were born, and that's the word you get. Like you
so
can
I got
look
the
up.
18-year-olds. Mm-hmm. Mantra. Okay, that sounds right.
Right. So maybe I have to change.
Is it, if it's actually age, I'll like go insane.
I think it is.
It something comforts me about the fact that other people have it too.
Yeah.
Have you transcended?
No, I just nap sometimes.
It right. makes you fall asleep.
That's
sometimes,
not good.
At best.
It means you're not doing it, and it means you're overtired.
Well.
Sir,
no, it's
funny
whatever
to be called
your body
overtired.
Needs, right?
Like so, you're over.
I know
it's weird because you're over having. You're. I have nothing, and you're too much of that.
Don't they say that about like kids? Like when they get hyper crazy, they're like, "He's overtired." I'm like, "He looks like he's on crack."
Jake made up a term recently. My friend and opener, he said, "Criered."
Did he open for me?
Sure.
One of your openers opened for
Why?
Me in because he was in. Kentucky? He lives there?
No idea.
Shoot.
Kentucky?
He was like in town, and so he opened for me, and he was really funny.
Really?
Yes. And he said he was your opener.
Maybe it's Jake.
John Kennedy? Jake Velasquez?
Oh.
Dan Davies?
Who can really say
Who
at
knows?
This point?
But criered is what I am a lot, where I get so tired that I cry.
Oh. home.
But then do you feel better on the other side of the crying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Helps you sleep.
Do you cry a lot?
I don't cry a lot, actually. But when I get too tired and I cry.
Your
like on the bus
cry?
Tour, I cried. There's too many shows.
And could you sleep on the bus?
I couldn't, unfortunately.
I think that if you can sleep on a tour bus,
you're a man.
Yeah.
You're not a woman.
And there's something about when men on a tour bus feel so comfortable in the womb-like state. Because yeah. It's very womb. It's like womb and it's moving and rocking. Mm. And listen, I'm not a regressionist.
Yeah.
I actively am trying not to go back into my mother's
womb.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I've evolved.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm an adult.
That's where we differ.
No, men love to sleep on the tour bus. And yes. I'm like, I can feel every single bump. I'm thinking about how the bus driver's about to pass out and we're going to careen.
Yep.
I'm thinking about how where we're going to park and what time it's going to be and then how much...
And I can't move, I can't move.
And I'm this person. You guys, this, where right when you fall asleep, like say you fall asleep before I am, your finger counter to how many hours you're going to get? You guys
Yeah, I'm a finger counter.
Five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Can't really
figure it out. 1 to 2. Well, I started this.
Oh, I'm too scared to know. I'm too scared to know.
But it stops finger counting. And it helps, actually.
Does it help?
I'm like helping Palantir. Right
I'll now. Do. I'll do spray tan and or a ring. I'm not above it.
It. Because you know how you wake up and you're like, there's not one way I slept one minute.
Yeah.
Every day of my life.
It actually goes like, you know what? You actually did.
And
did.
And that helps you.
It does help.
So that's just like. So now we know this is just how you are. You're like, oh, actually, getting sleep makes you feel exhausted.
Right.
Yeah, it
right.
turns out or rest isn't real.
If it tells me you actually didn't sleep that much, I will maybe go ahead and try to cancel something. And by something,
whoa,
always,
it's an excuse. You're like my Aura ring.
It says I can't go to therapy today. Shoot.
Do you go to therapy?
Twice a week.
Woman or man?
Man, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Older?
Older. I had a fantasy that he was gay, but he's not. I found out he has kids, and
I found
it disturbed
out mine is gay.
Me. Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Man?
Yeah. But I had to do it in a very weird way.
So you said so.
Like, I was like, are you in a relationship? And he was like, actually, we just broke up. And I was like, oh, what, and how do they feel about the breakup? So I had to get him to be like, he.
Yeah. Ah. And so, you had a sneaking suspicion or no?
Blue suits tailored perfectly. Yeah. Every day.
Are you in analysis?
I'm in analysis and I have a different therapist. I have two therapists. Yeah.
Oh, so you're this.
I'm this with Alan.
Okay.
I would say Alan
is
an analyst.
Oh, yeah, this is right, the two.
And then the other one is a couples therapist that I stayed with after we broke up.
But what's
and he's also an art therapist, so I paint.
Oh.
Do you want to see my new painting? You're going to really like it.
Yeah, I really think
What about EMDR? Are you doing the thing where you hold on to...
I really need to do EMDR. I did it once and it was so good.
It's helpful.
I'm stuck. Okay, so you're in analysis, but then what's the other one?
The other one is a couples therapist that sees me by myself.
But what is he even like? What's the style?
Look at
one is with.
Oh, Jordan.
One
Isn't
is
that
the
cool?
comedians. The
Jordan,
comedians. Therapist.
Something in your unconscious is trying to speak with you.
That's a Sarah Squirm painting
it
right there.
It is. And I think that you have things inside of you,
right?
Yes.
It's stunning. Right, it's constipated and it's like, and her shit's bleeding out.
We'll put it up.
It's great.
It's stunning.
Let's get it up.
Yeah, it's a big gum
so
intestines.
So you're going like this, and then your therapist is talking to you while you're going like this?
No, he's just like, just paint, it helps.
And then he looks at it and he like analyzes it?
No, Alan is the analyst, the Adler and analyst who sees all the comedians. His whole thing is your parents are bad.
Right.
It's not your fault. This guy is like, here are things that you can do to help like yourself. I need both.
Right.
The problem is Alan's always correct. Alan will be like, this is what's going to happen. And you go, la, la, la. The other guy goes, we know what's going to happen. You can't handle it. So let's start
let's
with these
paint.
Little things. Yeah.
Wow.
So you like both because I thought you were trying to get out of one.
Well, the thing is, Alan's on vacation. So now I see Lucas. And then I'll probably go back to seeing Alan and then see Lucas. So it all depends on a need-based thing.
I've started thinking about my mattress as part of my recovery. My recovery routine. Since switching to my insert mattress model from Brooklyn Bedding, my spine feels supported, my body feels fully relaxed, and when I sleep, I'm not fighting to get comfortable at night. I fell asleep faster and wake up feeling genuinely restored. This shift has made me feel a real difference that I feel every day. Brooklyn Bedding has not sent me a mattress. I would love for you to send me one, but so I can't tell you for sure, but I have heard good things. So I'm all about it, I think. I think maybe Harry, our editor, has a Brooklyn Bedding mattress that he loves very much. Brooklyn Bedding designs and assembles every mattress in Arizona, in their Arizona factory. No middlemen, no gimmicks, just top-tier quality, honest pricing, and real American craftsmanship for better night's sleep. Brooklyn Bedding is known, Brooklyn Bedding knows sleep isn't one size fits all. So if you're a big fan, so that's why they offer mattresses for everybody, every sleep style, and even in hard to find sizes. If you're tiny and wide, they got you covered. If you're short and wide, if you're skinny and long, you can't go wrong with Brooklyn Bedding. Sleep hot, Brooklyn Bedding uses Glaciotech. Covers, copper-infused foams, and temperature-regulating materials to help keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Brooklyn Bedding is one of the few mattress brands endorsed by the American Chiropractic Association for special alignment and back health. So you know you're getting supportive sleep that your body needs. Brooklyn Bedding also offers a 120-night comfort trial. Love it. Or they'll help you return it hassle-free. No hassle, no razzle-dazzle. Not sure you can take my word for it. Brooklyn Bedding has been awarded Best Mattress by CNET and Best Hybrid Mattress by Wirecutter, so you know it's the real deal. Go to brooklynbedding.com and use promo code RIPJordan at checkout to get 30% off statewide during the 2026 promotion below. That's brooklynbedding.com, promo code RIP for 30% off statewide. Exclusive with my code, brooklynbedding.com, promo code RIP Jordan.
Okay. But you have an analyst who tells you it's not your fault.
I have an analyst, yeah.
I have an analyst who tells me it's always my fault.
Wow, and do you like that?
But I have like such helpful? A yeah. fucked up, you know, mine is all like you were damaged and that's why you keep entering damaging things.
Okay, got it. And maybe weird. If we solve your constipation, it'll solve everything else.
I got pretty good at solving the constipation when I quit eating sugar. It did get a lot better.
You're tan, blonde, and not eating sugar?
I haven't been eating sugar for months, and I just want more acknowledgement around it.
That's amazing.
Tops of sheet cake. That's who I was. I used to have type 2 diabetes.
No. What do you mean used to?
You can reverse it?
Yeah, if you're anorexic.
And it did, and it worked?
Yeah, reversed it.
How do you not eat sugar because everything is sugar?
Yeah, I wouldn't have that.
Probably a little bit in there. Is there some sugar?
But what do you can't eat? You don't eat anything.
Bag of cherries. Downed it yesterday.
That's
natural
sugar.
Sugar's fine.
Yeah.
I see.
No
I
sugar.
I couldn't even.
I know, that's where I was. Everything was itchy. I was itchy all the time. I had a yeast infection all the time. My fucking skin was itchy. I was inflamed all the time. And the yeast infection was really what pushed it over the edge because it was like before I would get my period, it was yeasty time. And then other times it was like I'd get a little stressed and then I'd start being itchy. And I was like, this sucks.
You don't even know.
How bad?
Yeast infection can last your whole life.
Oh, okay.
Mine lasts my whole life.
True, really?
Yes. Because it's like alive. It's yeast.
It is yeast and it goes away and you're like, I got it.
Right.
And then it flares up. Imagine if you got a mosquito bite on the inside of your dick and all you wanted to do was take a toothbrush and
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swollen.
I know people with full body.
I take full responsibility.
Yeah, that's candida.
Yes.
So I had to kill the candida with sugar.
Oh.
By killing the sugar. It eats sugar. It loves sugar.
You had candida.
Yeah.
Who's candida? What's candida?
Candida
now?
Is an overgrowth of yeast in your body. Which happens if you're a kid and you eat too much sugar, obviously.
You know, maybe if we cut out the sugar, Sarah, we could be less rumbly in the tum.
There's nothing that I can do that
you'd
will
have to have a yeast infection for months in order to be tortured. Are you eating
Pepto every day?
No, that was crazy that you said you eat Pepto every day.
No, I'm trying not to. I have a problem. I know.
What are you eating a lot of nightshades?
Oh.
Come again?
Are you getting acid reflux?
Yeah.
Okay.
But there.
I'm waking up at 6 a.m.
What did you eat last night before you went to bed? Say it.
Szechuan.
Some pasta.
Okay, what was on the pasta? Was there tomato sauce?
No.
What was it?
It was olive oil.
Really?
Some mushrooms and peas. Yeah.
You're eating like a baby.
Well, my girlfriend made it for me. My girlfriend made
mushrooms
it
and peas.
Yeah, I would have gotten a slice of pizza. It would have been worse.
But there's, it's
literally exactly the same.
It is just
no,
a
because
symptom.
She made it at home. It's different than, you know, going to a place.
Sure. Slice of pizza is like 200 calories. You probably, well, whatever. I won't.
Oh my God, you know everything
you
about food. I'm going to start.
Do you want to see how fat
you
I was? You want to see how fat I was?
Yes.
We'll play this game.
Were you fat?
No.
Wow. It explains were you a fat lot. Of course not. Well. But I think your acid reflux is just like a symptom of your Judaism.
And my anxiety.
Try and find,
which is also my
try
Judaism.
And find 13-year-old Jordan in this picture.
Aw.
Have a go. Try and find her.
Are you red?
Oh, I'm red.
Are you wearing the same top?
Oh!
There you are right now.
Yeah.
You are so sweet, though.
I look 58.
Well, because you have the wraparound it's Oakley.
Also, I need you to know that the skirt is cutting the stomach in half. There's a whole other stomach under the skirt. And I got plastic surgery to remove 8 inches of skin.
And then look at the rest of the family.
Look at my sister next to me. Look at my sister.
All the guys are in the same outfit?
They're fucking...
This is why you don't like linen pants.
I hate linen pants. Right. Go look at my sister. Look at my father's girlfriend in it. That fucked me up. My dad, who I was in love with, he had look at how hot his girlfriend is.
Which one?
Oh, that's
that
your
one
sister
next to me. Yeah, that's my sister, and that's his girlfriend.
Oh, that's your sister.
Yeah,
that's his girlfriend.
Yeah,
Susan Sarandon.
Yeah,
right.
I love her.
So this is so interesting to me. You are a fat construction worker.
Well, I got not fat, and then I became a construction worker.
Right.
I was a fat like middle schooler.
Got it.
Huge.
Got it.
And then I lost a bunch of weight only eating grapefruits. And then I went to, and then I was always doing, and then I was able to be friends with my dad again because he loved me once I lost weight. And then I started working for him construction. And then I started working my mom construction.
Right.
And then I would go back and forth because they had competing construction business. And then I opened my own in Brooklyn. Well, and then I was able to do comedy. And then the pandemic dropped $30,000 in my bank account because I didn't know everybody was getting unemployment. I didn't know I could get it. So they put it all in at once. And I was like, I don't have to keep doing this. I have 30 grand. And then I went comedy full time.
It's amazing. Wow. And what have you done in your life? Seriously.
What was your job? What was
I
your
just
pre-comedy
learned about
job?
A yeast infection.
Of course I was a barista.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And of course I worked at a coffee shop called Cafe Mustache for 5 years.
No, you did not.
Of course.
In what state?
Chicago, the state of Chicago.
Wow. You dated a lot of drunk guys?
Just one.
Yeah. For a long time? Are you in a long-term relationship?
Yes.
Are you engaged?
No. But I am in a very stable, amazing relationship.
You're a bitch.
With the cutest.
Don't watch her special.
Very, very
with the
kind man.
No, stop. How tall
ever
is he?
He's kind of tall. You've met him. He's tall.
Yeah, I don't remember his height.
What is the downside?
I remember his essence was very sweet.
Your parents love you.
My parents love me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They always did the whole time.
Yeah.
Do you have any
siblings? They told you you were special.
Yeah. And we have a really great relationship.
What are we even doing here?
I don't. It's really interesting. What my problem is?
What is your problem?
It's all of my diarrhea problems are self created.
Wait, so what? Which is a scary problem to have. I can blame everybody.
Right, right.
You can't.
No, exactly.
I
almost
think
worse.
We have the same one. Then I think.
Yeah.
Well, you have the great parents.
Yep.
Stable relationship.
Now.
I know. I don't. When did you guys start dating?
Like almost a year ago.
Oh.
How long have you been with this guy?
13 years.
Wait, how old were you met?
19.
You were babies.
When I was 19. So how old am I now? 33. Do the math. Quick, please do the math.
I can't do math.
Are you 33 now?
Yeah.
So you met.
Counting the hands.
There's no way. There's no way.
There's no way.
10 years would have brought you to 29.
Right.
Plus 4 is 14 years. You've been together 14 years.
That's crazy.
And I
no, you've been together 13 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. We worked at the college radio station.
No, it's 14 years.
And I was like, you're going to date me. And he was like, no.
Were you in college?
I was in college. We were working at the same college radio station, and I was begging him to date me, and he wouldn't do it.
Why wouldn't he do it?
He had a girlfriend.
Oh.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense.
And then I just, but it was like that thing where I was like, so interesting that he has no idea we're in love and we're a perfect relationship. And I just like knew.
Wow.
I know. But he's like kind of, he's basically like.
Is he younger than you?
2 years older.
God damn it. God damn this man.
And he's really smart and really hilarious.
What does he do now?
He is in school for geography.
Just a normal guy?
Yeah.
Geography.
Any darkness? Anger? Punches a wall occasionally? No. Video games?
Video games.
There it is.
You're so good. Wait, Baldur's can we go back
Gate.
To geography?
I walk in. He's having sex with a big green woman in Baldur's Gate.
Unacceptable. Does he have a headset? You say no.
He does.
Video game chair?
No. Not my there. House, not my right, backyard. Right, right, right. No, ma'am. But I will say, I don't know, and I'm excluding you from this, as a woman, you have no idea what we're about to talk about. I would not, like, how long have you been doing stand-up?
11 years.
I would, if I did not have a stable relationship the whole time, I don't know what I would have done. I would have died, I think. Because it's a scary...
I've almost died a lot.
Yeah, you're just describing you and
right,
me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's so... But it's also fueled me. I mean, everything I've done... Sure. I bought a house because of a breakup. I bought my beautiful baby Angel because of a breakup. I started doing comedy because of a breakup. And
sure.
Yeah. But yeah, boy, howdy, do I crush when I'm in a stable thing. Man, I did it for a few months and I was fucking on fire.
I think I bomb because I'm in a stable relationship. Because I'm like not afraid. Because I go like, I'm not afraid to not get any validation because I know I'll get it at home.
Right. But I can't imagine that's true because you've been in the relationship your entire career and your career is going great. So I don't think that's...
No, but it's not. It's made it so I'm less afraid of like, you know, I'll try new crazy stuff.
But I think that's a great thing. I think that's a great place to be.
No, I'm saying it's good.
Oh, it is good. Oh,
yeah, that's what
no.
I'm saying,
you said like, I bomb.
Yeah, but I. That's like a part of
the
it
good
for
stuff.
Me. Like I'm not afraid to bomb, and I bomb a lot because I think.
Yeah, if I bomb, I'm like I need to get back together with my ex.
Yes, yes,
that's where I am.
Yes,
too. That's where I'm. Too.
Yes.
I'm terrified to bomb.
Yeah,
that's my totally. Biggest. Yeah.
I am not. Well, not it happens problem. A lot. It happens a lot.
No, I always have to have a parachute.
No, yeah. I have a parachute in my home.
But I also have rage. So if I bomb, I'm also like, what am I with you? You know, and I take it out on myself.
I'm just like, what do you want from me?
Yeah.
What can I do
oh,
for
I'll just
you
keep
to
pivoting.
Feel like
I'll just keep
I'm
pivoting.
The most special boy you've
right. I'll be like, I have a niece. No, you don't like that. I have a vagina. No, you don't. Like, I'll just keep.
What do you need?
Yeah.
Who do you want me to be?
Yeah, I'll be whatever you need to be.
Yeah.
I will get that mind. I will get into that mind space because... Of course, because I'm a comedian and I'm a loser.
Yeah.
But also because I'm like, these honest, hardworking people paid $35 to be at this comedy club right now.
Yeah.
They are ER nurses.
Yes, yes.
They are ER nurses.
You know what I mean?
There like, are a lot of nurses that be up in him.
Yes.
Yeah.
They need to go out. They need to have a drink. We got to give them a good
time.
Yeah,
but you're on SNL. Doesn't that help a little bit? Where they're like, she's so silly on SNL that she gets to be so silly now.
No, because they see me on SNL. I'm like blonde wig shirt. And then they come to my show and they're like, well, no one told me there was going to be like a prolapsed anus video.
Which is so good, that prolapsed anus video.
Thank you.
It is great.
Well, thank you.
I saw a dog with a prolapsed uterus and it kept pushing it on me. It kept touching it to me.
Uterus? Like not asshole?
No, it was a uterus and it was hanging out of its body and it kept like holding it against my body almost to be like, like, could you just touch it? Like to relieve a little bit of the
candida
tension. Yeah, candida.
Right. Exactly. So he was trying to get off.
It was eating too much sugar.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Can you guys just, does this do anything for you guys?
Yes, of course.
I don't know if that's true.
It does.
No,
that's precious.
I know. I'm around people who get it. Do you see that we are get to be in the presence of a woodland fox right now?
Yeah, it's crazy.
This is
when the dog came in the room, I said, that's crazy.
Okay, good.
That's crazy.
You recognize.
No, that is.
And that's peace.
It's like I should be at a zoo right now paying money to do this, but I get to take her home.
Right.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It seems illegal.
And she's new?
She's going to be 3 in November.
Oh.
But I got her when she was 6 weeks old. And
aww.
She's my freaking home.
Do you take her on SWA?
She comes everywhere.
She
came
to
Europe.
She opened her eyes.
Oh, you're smiling.
She knows you're talking about her.
I have to ask a couple questions now. How do you write so many jokes? You have a lot of material. You're always having material.
Yes.
I always be having jokes.
You always be having.
So
you
prolific.
Stay be having jokes.
It's so weird because I don't sit down and write.
So when does that happen?
It's like, it's like notes app. Let's see what it says. Because this will inform me what the most recent one is.
Well, see,
Notes app.
She could just go up there and talk about the day.
Getting a spray tan and thinking it will make him love me. I got a tan and now he forgives his father. See, I just got a spray tan.
Right.
And then I was like, why did I do that? And then I was like, because it'll make this person love me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Is it working? You think?
Well, I haven't seen him since I got the spray tan, but
wait till he finds out.
That's what I said to you.
No, I've tried everything.
Did I say when I saw the tan?
No, the amount of things I've done, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't. Nothing helps. The only thing that helps is if I find, meet, and fall in love with a different man.
Ah.
That helps.
But wait till you tell him you can leave orange butt print stains on his couch.
Orange butt print stains.
Lucy's are my new go-to pouch. I've tried them all. Completely switched off the three-letter brand. They have the best pouches on the market. Hands down, the best pouch experience I've ever had. Top-notch lip pillows. Hell of a pouch. We got good flavors. My favorite is mango. I like that one. You should try that one. They also got mint, apple ice, espresso, berry citrus, apple cider. If you're not getting a six-pack, if you're not sure, get a six-pack and try them all. They're long-lasting. Love how the flavor lasts. compared to others. Smooth delivery and consistent. I'm sorry I'm in a car right now. The little breaker ball in each pouch is pretty awesome. I do like the breaker ball. You snap it in half, it gives you a little fresh up so you don't have to go through so many so fast. You crack it. Also, don't do this if you're not already doing it. Top tier premier top tier premier nicotine pouch. Not even close. Lucy is hands down my favorite pouch of all time. The best pouch experience I've had. Favorite. I'm tired of saying pouch. Get 20% off your first order when you buy online at lucy.co/RIP with promo code RIP. That's lucy.com/RIP with promo code RIP. And if you don't want to wait, check out all their store. Check out their store locator to find where you can find where you can pick out a pouch. Pick out a Lucy near you.
But yeah, that's what I do. Something happens.
What
do you mean?
You do?
Nothing.
Right. Oh, and then I'll say it, and then I have OCD. So then instead of just letting it sit there on stage tonight, I'll be telling jokes I've already said, and I'll be like, just say the spray tan, say it, or you're fucking.
Yes,
loser.
That's so.
You're
that's
a fucking
me too.
Idiot.
Yeah,
loser.
You're fucking pathetic if you don't say this one.
Yeah, that's
thing
all it is.
Had.
Right.
So
yeah.
I can't let the notes app thing die, even though I know. Like I have one in there right now that says I got an athlete's foot on my face. Why? I used his foot as a phone, and that doesn't make sense. But I have OCD.
That's
I'm going to force
funny.
Myself to say it.
Yeah. I like that.
Thanks.
That's funny.
Thanks.
Hi, nice to meet you. This is the offices of Jordan. Who is this? Toe. Great.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Is it Toe? Or when you pretend somebody's thing is a phone, and then you go, this isn't a phone, this is a foot.
And
you shame yourself for it.
Call me on my phone. You're calling me on my foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good.
That's good stuff.
We're keeping it.
I'm loving what we got to see in the notes app.
Yeah, what's most recent notes app? John, pull it out.
Because I go notebook mode, not to be.
Where
oh, wait.
My phone? Oh, it's over there.
I have notebook too, but that's where the good stuff goes.
Right.
When it works, it goes to the notebook.
Let's see.
When
let's
it works,
see.
It goes to the notebook.
Notes app is chaos. If it works, the notebook takes it because then that's what I grab before I go on stage.
Oh. Okay.
Go ahead.
Let's see what I got.
Most recent. Don't lie.
Well, it's all over the goddamn place.
The setup is, I actually prefer Normal Al. I preferred the songs as they were.
That's great. That's good.
Kidding. Well, Al. That's the last one
I'm
there.
Too much of a people pleaser. I'm still in touch with a Postmates guy from 7 years
ago. That's good.
That's great.
My last girlfriend didn't like people, places, or things. But she liked me until she realized I was a person.
Awesome.
That's great. See?
How's that?
Oh.
I haven't said
no,
it.
But you, can I switch it for you? Because
yeah,
I love
please.
You. Can you say, but I realized she only liked me because she didn't think I was a person.
She didn't think I was a person.
Because she did, you know
think
what I
was
mean?
Right.
But then I realized.
But then she realized I was a person and we know how she feels about people.
Yeah, exactly. Because that is true.
Because she knew I'd be nounin' all over the place.
Yeah. I'd be nounin'.
Stay nounin'.
And I'd be nounin'.
I would like to deny the allegations that I have a ghostwriter. I don't. And now for my next joke. Ooh.
Nice. That's some interrelationship stuff.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Listen to me and John. Yeah. Ours is like, I think I'm going to kill myself. Does anybody find that funny?
Right.
Yeah.
No, it's like, what am I going to talk about for my life that's hilarious? Like, today I made a smoothie with beets in it.
This one just says I have a dead dad. Oh, this is a silly one. Man in the Mirror. Where it's funny that Michael Jackson has a song about self-love. That's basically, I'm starting with the man in the mirror, and then he mutilated himself. Imagine imagine if he hadn't started with the man in the mirror. Imagine what he'd do to the rest of us.
I should have started with a different man.
He would have done the first mass bleaching.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, that's what I do. I put in the thing. No matter what, even if it's 4 a.m.
And you tape every show.
I tape every show. But that's because of the tickets.
The age that we're in.
And you set up the camera and everything.
No.
Someone else does.
I used to, but now I don't. Now Jakey does it.
I feel like you're both very in the moment on stage.
You have enough money to just hire a camera.
You improvise a lot on stage.
I just like can't be thinking about anything.
Then your manager sucks.
I can't be thinking about anything. I can't do anything.
Yep,
then
same.
You have a manager who takes 10%.
Right.
Do you know how crazy 10% is? Have you ever done the math on that?
Yeah, it is.
Do you know
crazy.
What your manager is doing right now? Nothing.
You know what he does actually? He's the second therapist. I'm on the phone with him every day, all day.
Okay. That's worth 10%.
That is, he is putting in his work.
Text him right now and say, I need you to make it so that I'm filming my shows. Done.
But I don't want to see it.
You don't have to see it.
You're already getting licorice. You can't get a fucking camera? Are you kidding me?
Somebody today was like, oh, the clip you posted. And I was like, oh, I don't know what I said because I don't look at the clips.
Who's looking at them?
I got my childhood best friend post them. I have a clip guy and I have a camera guy. Camera guy sends it to the clip guy. Clip guy sends it to childhood's best friend. Childhood's best friend goes, Jordan would be okay with this having it out here.
That's amazing.
I got a team. You need a team. Because I can't do shit.
Right.
I can't do anything.
Right.
All I can do is walk my dog for an hour a day. That I can do.
Right.
And I can make oatmeal.
Right.
But I can't even cook food.
Right.
So I have to have
there
the
might
team.
Be sugar
and
in
I'm
it.
Not making any money.
Right.
Because of the team. But that's okay.
Right.
I don't need money.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean?
Because you have a dog.
Because I have a dog.
So what's your fucking problem?
What's your fucking issue?
Where do you want to begin? I have a team and I'm not making any money.
So who's paying the team?
Your camera clips,
them,
your
I'm
fucking
them
quality
a month.
Sucks.
I know. Well, help me. What the fuck can I do?
A better camera.
I have a good camera. I got the camera people told me to get. I'm just
what
I
is
just,
it? Name
I
it.
Just get
name
there
it.
And I have 3 minutes to get on stage and I'm asking the opener. I'm like, you know how to operate this thing?
What is it called?
It's a Sony FX.
Okay, FX is great. You got to get a better lens.
I have a great lens.
You got the big lens?
The one John Kennedy told me to get, I think.
You got the big lens?
Big, big lens.
You put it on?
Oh, it's on.
You need a big tripod or else the lens will tip
Wait,
it?
But you set it up on a tripod.
I don't do it. Jake does it.
And it just sits
But for
there.
Years, I did it myself.
But my problem is I kind of running around a lot.
Do you have an opener that you go with every time?
Yeah, but I'm not like touring right now because I couldn't handle it. I said, this is enough. I've had enough.
What is this couch? This is, you guys are making me anti-Semitic.
But here's the difference.
You guys are making
me
anti-Semitic.
But here's the difference between me and Sarah.
No, there's no difference. I toured for
Sarah
years making no money.
Process. She's doing just fine. Whatever you're doing is working.
And
She's
you're acting, so
SNL.
You're doing
I got
just
fired
fine.
Off SNL. I'm not making any money on the goddamn road.
You are acting and shit all the time.
Sometimes.
And you have a good life. And you're on SNL and you have a good life.
Yeah.
So don't be asking me how I do my camera stuff.
Life.
Because
you're
I don't
gonna,
have to deal
gonna,
with SNL and the acting stuff.
Star.
So
come
I got to deal with the FX3
you,
plus
you
the
acted.
Lens.
You're going to sell out
you
MSG.
Acted.
Come on.
I acted. I wasn't a horror movie that you're really going to like.
What is this?
It's a Canadian indie horror movie about breastfeeding and it has a puppet.
This
sold.
Sounds amazing.
It has a puppet and crystals.
Are you breastfeeding?
Nope, I'm the best friend who saved the day.
Nice.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, you're
really
going to
like
it.
I'm really going to like it.
You of all people. Really going to like
it. I'm really
like
liking
it.
What I'm hearing.
We talked about you on set. Yeah.
Do I know them?
No, they're Canadians, but they love you.
I love Canadians.
Me too. I'm a Canadian
comic.
They
love you, apparently.
You're beloved? By the way, Canada has got it like that.
Yeah.
It fucking really does.
Yeah. It's so
the
good.
The best shows. Best stand-up shows, I feel like. Best crowds.
The best crowds. It's the people are so, like not phony. Like, every time I walk onto set in the U.S., it's like people are like, ah! And it's this whole fake. In Canada, it's just like, what's up? Well, you know what? It's, like, so
right.
chill. Everybody's down. All the women, like, dressed like me. Like, they dressed like boys, and they were hardy. And all the men were just like, we do what the women tell us to do. Like, it was
yeah.
so sick.
And they're apologizing for that as well.
Yeah.
And sorry. The chips are all dross.
And they're so nice. And,
they're
like,
so
even
nice.
Their gossip has, like, a
Montreal,
hint of nice.
They're not that nice.
No, I hate
French.
Montreal. Montreal
right.
can burn.
Right.
But I
Actually,
love Toronto. I love Nova
city,
Scotia.
The sadder the city, the nicer the people, I think, too.
Well, because they can't
yeah,
even
yeah,
believe
yeah.
you're there. They're so...
Yeah, they're just so grateful.
Yeah.
Say Kenosha again. See what God does.
Kenosha, are you there?
It would be crazy.
That would be crazy.
I talked about my dead dad on stage and all the lights started spinning.
No.
And flickering.
No, yeah, not spinning.
It was insane.
Spinning. The lights have never spun.
Spinning. The guy was shaking. The lighting guy was shaking. He came up to me and he was like, I've never seen that happen. None of the knobs were moving. It doesn't make any sense. I checked everything and it was completely normal before and after the show. And he was like, that was the trippiest thing I've ever experienced.
Has your dad's spirit ever tried to communicate with you?
Oh, dude, my dad is like relentless. And I don't believe in that shit, but my dad is like a very funny
person. How else is he communicating with you?
One time I was trying to tell him that I got a Netflix special. I was like half asleep in a dream state. And I was like, is there any way when I wake up, because I always have dreams where I'm hanging out with him. And I was like, is there anything when I'm awake that is like of you or sent by you or something of you? And then Coyote's nose started whistling, which is never. It was like. And I was like, OK. And I had like just gotten the dog and my dad's obsessed with dogs.
Aww.
So he gave me Coyote. Yeah. But he does. Yeah, there's crazy. He's done a million things. Music he talks to. Sometimes, which is funny. I mean, I don't know if I really believe it, but sometimes it is like.
How could you not? I believe it.
The only reason I believe it is because before he died, he was like, just so you know, I'm going to fuck with you. He was like, I'm going to fuck with you all the time. And I'm going to communicate with you in these ways and these ways. And like, I'm going to make jokes. Yeah.
Were you saying like a joke that would have pissed him off?
I was literally saying, Happy Father's Day. I was like, my dad's dead. This is why it was so scary. I was like, my dad's dead. And I was starting jokes about him and it was brrrr, and it started flicking and everybody was like, that is your dad. And I was like, I know it's my dad. And I was like, can you fucking stop? And then it like would stop for a second and then do it.
Did you almost start crying on stage?
No, it's like so.
Because he's always talking to you. So it's like you're bored at this point.
But it's also I'm so like we were such good friends that it was like, yeah. I know.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was sick. And he was like annoying in that way.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
With like constant pranks.
Yeah. Trolling you a bit.
Yeah. Trolling.
Is this why you're a comedian?
I mean, he was very fun. My whole family is like super, super fun. My sister's like twice as funny than everybody.
Tell her to get on out here.
Well, she can't. She'd be really bad famous person. Really bad.
Right.
She'd be very
abusive. And maybe she's all balanced, so she doesn't need the constant validation.
No.
The
My sister is like a, no.
No.
My sister is like a very violent, like scary. Right. She would be like Ellen DeGeneres.
Cool.
Yeah. She would abuse people and get canceled on day three.
And she's a scary lesbian?
No. Oh. She's like a scary fitness girl.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, so she is a scary lesbian.
Yeah. But she's like, yeah. Like her daughter the other day got hit in the hit with a paddle by her friend. So like another 8-year-old accidentally, they were just on a thing. And the other eight-year-old hit her in the face by accident completely. We all saw it. And Sophia was crying. And my sister goes, we all know that Vi doesn't have as much empathy as you. And I was like, you can't. And my niece was like, I know. And I was like, you guys, stop. And meanwhile, the other kid was like, I'm really sorry. It was crazy.
Are they hippies?
No. They're like, she's like a real estate lady. Right. She would have like a thing that said like, home is where my Pomeranian is.
Totally.
Yeah.
Up. Come here.
Come on. No. You can do it.
Come here.
You got this.
She's worried about
the eyes.
Oh. She's sleeping. Up. What are you worried about?
You got it. Go.
You're
you got
that
it.
You're not going to be able to do it.
She sees the microphone and she thinks it's going to hit her in the. Just move the microphone.
Just okay. Do a running start.
Okay. Go on. Go on. John, help her. Yeah, help her. Help her. She'll let you.
I have to go to my friend's birthday dinner, guys.
Oh, but I wanted to know what about who and your.
Put the microphone to your face, John.
Are your parents funny? How'd you do it?
My parents are really funny. Yeah. My parents are really funny. My really? Dad was like, you know, he also a prankster.
Is he dead?
Fucking alive. There's Fuck nothing if I know. Wrong with me.
Well, yeah. Wow. Lights start to spin.
Yeah.
He would. Sometimes.
Are they married?
Yes. Try to find a problem, Jordan.
So what are the problems you're finding? And I know that's you got to go to a birthday.
You on medication?
Nope.
So why do you go to therapy twice a week?
Well, that's my problem.
What's the story yeah. you're telling yourself the most? That's like
yeah.
that you're getting hit with.
Like, is it I'm going to die of cancer, or is it like
oh, I mean,
okay, we have hypochondria.
Oh my! I was worried today that the veins were too visible in my eyes.
Okay.
So which means that okay,
so that's a big one.
Right. That's because I'm always like the veins in my eyes. So if the veins are too visible in my eyes, which means my blood is pumping too hard in my body. I don't know what that means.
Okay, so hypochondria.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that the main one? OCD? You gotta check the stove? You checking the stove?
No, just like neurotic. I'm just like neurotic. Like everything, I'm like, I fucked up. How fucking fucked up. Oh, I sold 9 tickets. And, you know, it's just like the monologue.
How about you when you leave a party, you're going, why did you say that? Why did you say that?
No, I'm fucking. I have no social anxiety.
No social anxiety. Yeah. That's great for the job.
What do you say in therapy? How do you not run out of things? Because you get.
Oh, my God.
You do.
He doesn't even speak. I'm talking.
But what are you saying?
I'm like, I had a dream last night that I was asleep on a park bench, and then I like woke, and then there were like scratches all over my back, and then then there was a giant tarantula, and he was like, well, it's the monstrous other, and then I'm like, well, look at that, man. You know what I mean?
So
there's just a lot of like negative self-talk.
But none of it is social, which
it's
is
not
wild.
Social.
Because like being at SNL, that was like the worst social anxiety of my life, you know, but.
But
that's,
you're,
that's
are
what a
you
gift.
Are you? You're not socially anxious.
I am.
You are.
I want everyone to love me, so I will like be like.
But you're very like socially lubricated.
Jordan, hang out with you the other day. You did so many things for me, and then I was like, I made that too much about myself. Jordan did too much for me the other day. I feel bad. I didn't show up.
But
for
then
her.
You helped me film my self tape, and I don't think that way. And I'm a love addict, so I spit on my face. I'm a love addict, so helping people makes me think that you'll belong to me forever.
Well, I do. So
yeah,
congrats.
You can't leave now because I told Mark Maron about your doc.
Yeah, I would never leave.
He loves docs.
He does love docs.
Are you licking my butt? Like,
she's licking her own ass, I think.
Okay. I thought it was mine for a second.
She might be
flattered.
Doing a double, a little double.
Oh.
But then I have anxiety about you sending that to Mark Maron because I'm like, well, Mark Maron's going to think that my stand-up sucks. Never, whatever.
Oh, my God.
You know,
he just texted me. Aren't you guys? Said that your stand-up sucks. Oh, my God. That's, like, so embarrassing.
Aren't you guys worried you're just going to die someday and there's no... Here's my deal. I always get myself into tumultuous relationships, so that's the only thing I have to worry about.
Well, yes. I had that for the longest time, yeah. And I obsessed about that. And then now I'm in a healthy thing, and it turns out, actually, I'm still me, and... It's just one less thing to ruminate on, but it turns out you are just who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. But then if you get a mantra, maybe it'll help.
It does. It does. That'll
There's
work.
No helping. It's all just doing. You just have to do shit and then you feel better. Like, right. You have to make
just do,
shit.
You gotta do, you gotta
do.
Make.
It right. sucks, but.
You gotta do, you gotta make.
Even just like
what
doodling.
About like quieting is that possible? You don't think that the Buddhists, that, you know, finding that sort of peace?
They still do dishes. They do their dishes like really religiously, and right. they're like, yeah, they're doing shit. They're not just like all day. I mean, a lot of the day.
They're doing like meditative.
Oh, she getting that fucking. Aww. She getting that leverage. She getting
know.
That leverage into that pussy
I
shit.
Wish I could remove a rib to do it too, but I can't. Okay, are you looking me? Because I'm.
Is
sweaty?
It true that Marilyn Manson did that? We all heard that, right?
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Right. Yeah.
I'm literally gonna call the car in front of you guys.
That's fine.
You guys can like keep kind of like talking about like how I'm doing it.
I want to find one issue that you have.
It's just self-created. My job is stressful. I didn't sell enough tickets in Denver. I mean, that's crazy.
Denver is a little crazy.
Is it? Because everyone's like, hi, they can't find the link to the tickets.
I would really think you'd sell out shows in Denver.
It doesn't. I don't sell tickets. I didn't want to tour the summer.
I remember us having this conversation before the special. And
it's so weird. Your PR team is so elite.
I don't have a PR team.
Well, all your stuff with the eyeballs and stuff.
I'm just doing my thing, girl.
Really?
Yeah.
You're just doing weird stuff?
I think that's the problem. I like haven't found a thing that people like want to buy tickets about.
You're out of your mind. What are you kidding?
Well, this is my problem. Hey, there you go. There's my problem. My problem is I'm so popular. I'm getting invited to all these like birthday dinners.
Can we come?
I want to go.
Yeah. I mean, what are you guys doing after?
I was supposed to have drinks, but I pushed it to ambush your pod.
I got to go to spots to get clips to sell tickets.
I know.
Where are you going to the cellar?
At the cellar. You could be at the cellar every night, couldn't you? You could go right now. You could go in and you could say, let me jump on shows. And
I literally, you want to know what my problem is? I can't like figure out ever like my big problem. This will just be the answer for everything. The parents, the boyfriend, the whatever. I can't like figure out like when I'm supposed to send the avails. Like, is it the next week or the next? You know what I'm saying?
It is like tough. I will say
it's a math problem.
Quite difficult.
I can't figure it out.
It's like.
Is it like, because are you sending it for the third or it's like the next Thursday?
You said this to me last time.
It's, I can't. It's not going to go.
You know
in.
What?
We it's couldn't figure out 33 minus 19.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
You
it's
know what?
This Friday for next Friday.
Right. See, you say that. It doesn't mean anything to me. Okay.
You got
to
look at the calendar. You got to use the calendar view.
Right.
And then looking at the calendar, you
and then
go.
You go swipe. And then you swipe it and it takes you to the next week.
When you no. With a swipe. You look at the month and you go, okay, I've gotten them up to here, which means it's got to be this next one. It is confusing. I'll say that. I fucked them up last week.
But are you going up there a lot or are you always on tour?
Both.
I'm doing both. It's yeah.
Amazing.
It's when amazing. I'm in town, I'm there. When I'm at it, yeah. I'm always doing it.
Right. You're never taking time off.
I took 4 days off last week.
That's
the lake house. How'd that feel?
The problem is I have a house that I love.
You have a house?
I have a little house in the woods. And I have a pond, and I paint, and I love my niece, and I love my family, and then I have to come back here, and I sob the four-hour drive. I sob. I don't want to do it. I just want to go there and keep
and then
bees.
Then you get on stage.
And then I get on stage, and then my mom says, when are you going to come home? And I go, I'm going to come home. And then months pass, I don't come home, and then I go home, and it's hard for me to leave again. So taking time off for me is like I start to question why I'm doing any of this.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. I've taken like months off.
Yeah, but you're working so hard on SNL. I don't have a day job. You have a fucking crazy day job, and you're in all the fucking sketches, and you have to practice, you have to rehearse, and then
say that
you do.
But then, you like get off. Then you get off, and then you're like you're doing stand up again, and then you feel like so behind. Like I feel like behind in stand up because it's like
that's the SNL trade off.
You're also doing movies.
Where's the camera? Where's my camera? I'm not.
I feel like you are.
My name is Sarah Sherman. I'm 5'5". I weigh 82 pounds. Right, but that's what I got on my calendar.
I know, it's always
though.
Like that. Yeah.
My calendar open. Mm-hmm. Okay, my car's not.
I mean, that's the SNL thing, and usually people do SNL for a little bit of time, and then they stop, and then they can tour, and you're just fucking doing it because they fucking love you, which is an amazing thing.
My God, I should come here more often. You guys are being amazing to me.
But
right
it's
now.
Not that you're not doing nothing.
Right.
And that brings it to me.
You
so
made a
I'm
doc.
Taking time off and I'm not doing anything. And
you
I don't
made
have
a doc.
Job.
You made a doc.
I made a doc.
It's a special.
It's really good.
As okay. well as a doc. It's both.
And when is it coming out?
And I'd like you to come to the premiere.
I would love to be invited.
You're actually on the list of people I was going to invite.
I'm going to officiate.
And she's moderating.
Moderate.
A Q&A.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
when does it come out?
October 23rd.
October 23rd. 23, my lucky number. Yeah. Michael Jordan's basketball number. October, the month of Halloween. Also the month my dad died. Also the month that I most likely get broken up with for some reason. Also, great song by Broken Sails.
Because your dad is protecting you.
Cue the lights. Cue the lightning.
No, people break up in October. It's a thing. I believe it.
Because it's like spooky.
I just think fall comes and people are like, she's going to want to cuff. She's going to want to be cuffed.
I got into the relationship.
Yep. You get in or out. It's in or out. 100%. You either sign up for cuffing or you go, I can't cuff.
And it was the leaves that did
you
it.
Don't think
the
leaves.
It was fully
the
leaves.
Always
fully
the
leaves.
Always the leaves. The leaves.
We were upstate.
Oh, yeah.
Upstate.
Oh, yeah.
The leaves.
Right. The leaves fuck you.
Yeah. Right.
Because what happens when you see the leaves is you go, oh, my God, I could be with this man forever because he's leaves. And then he goes, well, I'm going to leave.
Yeah. Right.
You see? Put it in the notes app.
Put it in the notes app.
Guys, this has been.
Oh, my God, he's ending it.
You're allowed to end it. That was a good riff I ended on.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable. Since 1900.
Hi, this is Gronk from Dudes on Dudes. I'm here to tell you about protecting your end zone with wet, extra large, flushable dude wipes. Unlike dry wiping with toilet paper, dude wipes clear instead of smear. Wetter cleans better. Goodbye, dingleberries. Goodbye, itch and irritation. Plus, if you take Gronk size grumpies, or as I like to call them, Gronkies, baby wipes won't do. You need extra big dude wipes to handle the job. So don't fumble the ball with toilet paper. Stop being an a-hole to your b-hole and start using dude wipes. Available on Amazon and major retailers nationwide. Dude wipes, Best clean, pants down.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.